Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Talk By Default. I'm Dark Soundwave. With me this morning is Ratchet 412162.
Hello, Internet.
And with us... Wait, there's someone here with us. Haha, I fucked that one up.
Well, yay. You know what? It is Halloween, or at least around that time, so there has to be an invisible host with us.
Ooh. Oh my god, we've gone gay. Alright. Well, recently there have been several games we've all purchased. Halo Reach.
Of course.
The new patch for WoW, of course. Yay. And, of course, the Nazi zombies. Rawr. For Call of Duty World at War, if you still play that shit.
Rawr. I'm sure plenty of people still do. It is, like, one of the top five games still played on Xbox Live.
Amen. Well, we're going to start off on a good note, at least, tonight. Halo Reach. I honestly have played it to the point where my trigger finger, my left or my right index finger, is twitching constantly. It's a very good game and has honestly set the bar, raised the bar a bit for 360 graphics. I mean, we're used to like, let's go with Oblivion graphics, Call of Duty. All of them seem pretty realistic, but they're not there. Halo Reach quite literally set the bar for the graphics way high. It's realistic as hell. You honestly will think, if you're playing it with a surround sound system and all the lights off, that you are there.
That is for certain. I have probably ducked for cover many a time, many a night while playing this game. And might I add, one thing... Well, I don't want to get too much into this because, well, we got to wait for Vinny, but the one thing I personally like about this game is that it has a good feel to it no matter how you get into it, and it doesn't feel too much like old Halo. They finally kind of changed it up a bit, and, you know, details, but... One ingenious thing Bungie has done, they have made a way for you to addictively play this game even more than you have before.
Amen. They're called challenges and a weekly challenge. Now, that it ranges so far we've had for daily challenges. Go and kill 1,000 enemies in any game mode in Halo Reach. Go and kill 5 people up close. Go assassinate someone. It's always 3 a day and 1 weekly. The last weekly that I found impossible was where go complete a campaign mission solo on Legendary with the Famine Skull on. Fuck you. And it doesn't say any mission. It's very specific. However, though, I'm very happy with the latest additions they've added to the playlist. For example, co-op campaign to the matchmaking system. That, I think, came out a few days ago, actually, in their October Halt update.
Is going to be useful for all of those of you out there that, quite frankly, don't play along well with others.
Well, it takes you on the Xbox Live matchmaking system for Reach and matches you up with 3 different people that you will never know, with random levels on all 3 difficulties, normal, legendary, and heroic. However, though, you can vote to choose what level you want. It makes it so that way all you lazy fucktards who can't go out and get a legendary achievement by yourself can, and don't have any friends of yours to help you with, can go out and get it for you.
Something they needed for ODST. God, did they need this for ODST.
Hey, fucking men. Now, with that being said, there are good things about the game, and there are bad. Every great game always has that one downside that kills the matchmaking experience. Halo Reach, well, it's
matchmaking system is tailored more towards non-Americans. By that, I mean every American nowadays broadband connection is on a fiber optic network, whether it be through Comcast, Verizon, or many other people. With that being said, though, I'm personally on a Comcast network, fiber optic, and I pay for the office connection, which I have an amazing speed. It doesn't like my internet. It honestly will tell me, you have a subpar bandwidth connection. It is too low for you to play.
Yep, same with me. Same with me. It'll say, warning, this is too low.
Yeah, it's got a very annoying thing. The matchmaking's fun, however, though, it has its many downfalls. For example, already we found people that cheat the system.
Mm-hmm.
With credits and, well, Bungie? Well, you
know
what is the name of Bungie now? Because that's what they've been doing. They permanently ban people for finding an exploit within the game that they created. They get very mad.
Which, believe it or not, I'm not objective to at all.
I'm not objective to it, but it's one of those things of, you didn't properly test the game. You gave it 3 weeks of beta testing, even though I was part of it. But still, it was one of those things of, you gave it 3 weeks to beta test. You didn't test it enough, even in those 3 weeks. I mean, we caught the servers on fire within, like, what, the first 5 minutes of the game being out. And you didn't think that, oh, well, that'll be fine putting on the Halo 2 servers. Uh-uh. We caught that motherfucking shit on fire. You fuckers be screwed. From there, you guys didn't... Bungie didn't realize that the game needed a bit more testing. It should have a little bit further out release date, in my personal opinion. But it's also one of those games where no matter what, you're going to have fun, even if there are laggers, whiny little 12-year-old kids bitching in your ear, morons who actually sit AFK in the entire match and get credits for being there.
Which is probably how some people get up to Lieutenant Colonel.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? So I'm going to say this right here. Your objection may be to the matchmaking. My one little flaw that kills it for me, and on occasion, I'll be an achievement whore or an achievement hunter, and I'll go for that special achievement. The one where you have to assassinate the elite.
Oh, yeah.
I have been trying for at least a month now. What seems like a month trying to get that fucking achievement. It's difficult. I don't see how anybody else is able to do this. Because I've done everything right. I've even done it on Legendary. And I've killed a gold elite thinking that it was the wrong color. But, nothing's worked so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, I personally, me and you fucked around with it on Xbox Live a bit. And you saw I had the sprint off, I landed on him, and I assassinated him, got him, and I didn't get my achievement.
And you did the right animation.
Yeah, I did it all right. Personally, I believe if, Bungie, you're going to release achievements for something, make sure they're not broken.
Amen.
Because on my first run-through for the campaign, I didn't get credit for beating it on normal. Hell, I didn't get campaign for beating it on heroic. I had to do it twice for it to register. Oh, he did it.
No kidding, man.
I mean, hell, I love your game, Bungie, but fix your shit. For the love of God, fix your shit. I mean, don't get us wrong, kid. Don't get us wrong, folks. We're not saying that Halo Reach is a terrible, terrible game. It needs work. It does need work, but it's not a bad game.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why this is a 9.5 game instead of that 10.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a 10 if you fixed the shit, Bungie, but until you fix it, you're still a 9.
0.5.
Well, I give it a 9, because, hey... fix the shit, then you can get the 1 point. There's no halfies here. But anyways, moving on to the demonic new patch of WoW. The patch before the Cataclysm expansion coming out December 7th, 2010. There's my shameless advertisement plug for the day. Well, first of the two shameless plugs for the day.
Ding!
Blizzard, you fucking bastards.
Yes. You know what? As a newbie player of WoW, I had just gotten comfortable with playing a paladin, and now I gotta learn that shit all over again.
And the sad thing is, I played WoW since the fucking beginning. And I learned my Death Knight, I learned my Warlock. And even though the Death Knight's been only out for almost a year now, still, it's one of those things of, Jesus Christ, I have to relearn everything about him! His specs have changed entirely. The way he feels, the way he plays. I mean, hell, with my Warlock, they fucking got rid of the Soul Shards and have made it harder. The game is now harder for spellcasters. I mean, before Warlocks relied on dots and making sure that they all stayed on, and you'd kill the boss. Now it's, okay, do I have enough time to get my soul shards back? No, I don't. Keep going. Okay, can I do this? No, can't do that. Can I do this? No, fuck. And to make matters worse, this could not have happened at a better time than fucking Halloween. Halloween for WoW starts on the 18th. They released the patch before the holiday. Last Tuesday, they released the patch. You fucked everyone over, Blizzard, for Halloween. There are people who want to get the Headless Horseman's Mount, who want to have fun with Halloween. But do you really think that, technically, 5 days' time is enough for people to learn their specs and learn their shit again? You fuckers, do you honestly think that those who are not in the Cataclysm beta were expecting this? Besides hearing advertisements about it through your fucking website, through other podcasts and shit like that, but you just basically sprung it out on the blue going, alright guys, here's all your stuff, have fun, fuck around with it. If you were in the beta, well, you won't know what to do. Have fun. On top of that, you crash your servers. Your servers are in disarray. I'm not talking like inside the game itself. No. The lag. The constant lag.
Oh, God. That dungeon we went through, man? Fuck.
Oh, hell. Yeah, that was just nothing. DC'd once. That was it. In a dungeon I was in earlier with my 80s, fuck. Every fucking boss fight, DC. It's like, and even still, it wouldn't let you back in. It would take 5 times to try to get back in. Battlegrounds have been closed temporarily. It's obvious, Blizzard, you're in it for the money now. You honestly, before, you cared about the customer. You cared about the player. Now, well, when my paladin loses his weapon due to you fuckers and your patch, and I open up a ticket and I get told this exactly by a GM, you're SOL, we're sorry, we can't give you back your weapon. Go on and get a new one. How the fuck am I supposed to fight? How the fuck am I supposed to be a paladin without a fucking weapon? I've been with you guys for almost 6 years now. It'll be your 6 month anniversary in, or 6 year, 6 year, whatever, 6 year anniversary in November. Do you really and truly, honestly care about the customer anymore? Hell, 5 years ago, call customer support. Done, instant, taken care of. Nowadays, call customer support. You have to wait on hold for 5 fucking hours to talk to somebody. And I have timed it, yes, 5 hours to talk to someone. Not a joke. If you have Skype, feel free to call them via the 1-800 number through Skype and see how long it takes for you to get in.
And record that. Send it in to us.
Oh, amen. Send it in to us, and we'll gladly heckle Blizzard for you. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase it. Activision Blizzard.
Ah, yes.
Yes, we recently got in trouble for saying just Blizzard. We have to give credit where credit's due. Activision Blizzard. Fuckers.
I mean, I wouldn't mind this patch, except...
If you're in... I understand it's for the RP value, the lore value, where... If you are in the Eastern Kingdoms of Kalimdor, you'll see the random shaking of the world.
Ooh, shake
it. Oh, no! Deathwing's gonna come get us! The plague is upon us!
Zombies.
Hell, yeah, that's just really fucked up. Hell, even on my computer, I can barely play WoW now. Before, I used to get 50 FPS per second. Now, I get 9. And that's not even in Dalaran. That's in Darnassus. Exodar. The places where nobody goes. If I go to Dalaran, well, I'm out. I can't play. Hell, even I'm currently on a high population server, Kill Jaden. Hell, even if I go to a low pop server, same shit. You can't move even in fucking Stormwind. You can't move in Ogrimmar, you can't move in Hell, even the Blood Elf place, where no one goes. And I'm proof of that. Nobody goes there, not even the Horde. Horde guys, even though I hate you, you fuckers are smart. You don't go to that priesty little place. He's ugly. Hell, when we go and attack raid your city, you don't protect that place. You don't care if we kill your auctioneers in there. Hell, we try that shit in Ogrimmar, you get pissed.
And yet, you all come to Stormwind to kill our auctioneers off. God damn it.
Amen. Well, I can understand Ironforge, but fucking Stormwind, come on! You gotta go out your way into a hoose to get there. Hell, kill the Flightmaster for once. Don't kill the auction houses. You just make it to where we have to wait 5 more minutes to do our auctions. Come on.
Yep, and yes, this is a public service announcement. Horde, don't come into Stormwind and fuck our shit up, please.
Hell, you know what? The public service announcement. We leave you guys alone, you leave us alone for a while. I mean, come on, we're all players here, we're all cool people. I mean, I've met some very good friends of mine that are Horde players. Come on. Really?
Really?
I mean, if we see each other in the game, we leave each other alone. We go off on our separate business. It's time for a fucking truce for once. Come on. I understand it's Warcraft, but nonetheless, come on. It's time for a fucking truce. For once in our lives, it's time for a truce. I mean, the good thing of this patch is, well... Actually, no... No, sorry. There's not really much that's good with this patch. Besides Halloween coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've not been on WoW, I guess, since the beginning to know what Halloween is, Halloween in WoW is a special time of year when the Headless Horseman leaves his home of Sleepy Hollow and enters the digital world and haunts us all with his evil laugh.
By the way, yet another public service announcement.
Oh God.
Read a book.
Please, for love of God, quit lagging. If you're going to be a 10-year-old kid in Trade Channel going, I'm a motherfucking player, go read a fucking book, kid. Go outside. Go play. Go to school.
In fact, we'll even give you a book to read. Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving.
Oh, no, no, I got one better. War and Peace. Have fun. You like the war. You like the war part. Don't read the piece. That piece art sucks.
Oh, yes. Or go read Pride and Prejudice with zombies.
Hell, go read Harry Potter. Shit, there you go.
There we go. Yeah, hell. Well, we don't need to produce any more Harry Potter fan fiction or role players.
Amen. Oh, goddamn. Oh, fuck.
Damn.
I think we've bitched enough about Blizzard for one podcast.
Yes, we have. Although there will be more podcasts to come about Halo Reach.
Amen.
You know what? Just to keep the surprise, and to keep other cast members happy, come on back for the next podcast. We'll give you more about Halo Reach.
Amen. And you know what? Seriously, I have to pull up my last shameless plug of the night. I'm dead serious. Minecraft. This game started out a few years ago or so as a little indie project that had nothing. Nobody liked, not very many people played it. Nobody knew about it. Until websites like Kotaku, Newgrounds, several other websites started publishing about it, going, this game's actually pretty cool. I mean, hey, for $9.95 in euros, that's about 18 bucks American. That's not bad. That's honestly not a bad game. Mm-mm. Hell, that much fucking... You get so much gameplay. Infinite gameplay. I mean, I've personally spent about this week maybe... Three whole days playing it. Really and truly, it's that much game. It's really an amazing game. Who the hell texted me? It's an amazing game. Seriously, you have so much fun. Thanks for one of our currently college buddy, Lazarus. He turned me onto this game. Shut up. He turned me onto this game, and I've not stopped playing it. It's been amazing. I've built a castle. I've built forts. I've built a motherfucking boat. I can literally say, I'm on a boat, motherfucker. I'm on a motherfucking boat. This is the only game I've ever seen where you have to run from things called creepers. They look like fucking giant green penises. And they explode. Yeah.
And God forbid if they explode, because they explode green goop.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, God. No. Oh, come on. Oh, you had to do that. Oh.
I had to do it. I
oh,
had to do it.
What's wrong with you? They don't explode green goop, you sumbitch. They literally explode and cause a giant-ass crater. Seriously, this game is not worth stealing. It's not worth pirating. This game is worth paying the small amount of money for it.
And might I add, personally, if they really want to turn up their game as well, I mean, this is going to sound kind of cliche, and I know PC gamers are like, keep our PC games on PC, but I feel like this would be an interesting game for, like, the 360, the PS3, hell, even the Wii and the DS.
Hell, even though we hate the PSP, even the PSP.
Yeah, even the PSP.
It at least deserves some love, like a unwanted red-headed stepchild.
Yep, but this would definitely be a really good Xbox game right here.
Hell, this game actually literally puts your creativity to its limits. Sinless Prism, one of our very not very well-heard person on our podcast, who's been AFK for several months now... was here for the first episode, then magically out of existence.
Yay!
I didn't kill him at all, I swear. He literally, when he first played Forge World in Halo Reach, he shit a brick. Forge World, this game is Forge World times a billion. In Forge World, there are limitations. Minecraft, zero.
Nope.
If you can imagine it, you can do it. Hell, we've built roller coasters. We've ridden the roller coasters. We fucking have done a whole bunch of shit for this game. This game literally makes me declare my love for PCs. I mean, the graphics really aren't that great. They're about... I think maybe 64-ish graphics, I think.
Just about.
Yeah, a little bit better than 64. However, though, you can download third-party developed skins for the game. I mean, I personally use an RPG skin, which, hey, it makes it look exactly like a 64 game. Back when it was like Mario-style 64, when there was barely any curves. When his nose was square.
Ah, yes. The old days.
I mean, honestly, this game actually brings back a lot of, even though this is a brand new game, this game brings back a lot of fun I had when I was a kid with Legos. This game is just, to describe it, it's a sandbox survival game. You can set the difficulty to peaceful to get rid of the monsters, and you have yourself an awesome time building. I honestly play on peaceful, and, well, hey, I have fun, even without the fucking monsters. Hell, dig as far as you can into the earth. See if you can actually get back out.
Good luck, though.
Good luck, though, because the game will kill you if you go too far.
Ah, yes. This was actually my first mistake in Minecraft, digging to the bottom of the earth.
Yeah, if you dig past what's called, what we all have entitled, the black box of doom, you'll fall through the ground. You can't, these blocks are indestructible. They're the barrier. There's the barrier between you and, well, thin air. What happens, though, occasionally you'll run into a hole. The hole is not good. You die. And, well, in Minecraft, you lose all your shit. If you die, you lose it all, but you can reclaim it if you go to your body. However, if you die in lava or die by falling through the world, it's all gone. I quickly learned, don't fuck with lava. After having several diamond pickaxes and awesome shit to take back with me to surface, I dug straight up into a lava shaft. Well, I died. This is one of those games where, no matter how old you are, you could be a fucking 2-year-old just learning the computer and have fun. The most fun, the best laugh we've had so far in this game. God's penis. Not a joke, I am literally building in my world God's dick. Just a giant monolith tower standing from my base all the way up to the sky that has lava at the top. So I could find my way back if I die. I mean, this game is very beautiful. It's amazing, it's fun. And I'm gonna give it, as soon as it's done, 10 out of 10. That's how much fun this game is. Oh, but anyways, I think we've been up long enough. What do you think, Shane?
I agree, and currently it is, well, it is the crack ass of dawn. We will say that.
It is 6:30 on the West Coast, motherfuckers.
Yes.
But with that being said, we wish you all a fond farewell, and next episode. It's going to be a list episode.
Yes. Bitches. List will be said.
Amen. There'll be two lists, actually. I'm gonna tell you all half up front. There'll be two lists. One will be the greatest games of Christmas time.
Ooh.
And the second one will be the top 10 scariest villains from both video game... Well, there's three lists, technically. Video game scariest villains and movie. And no, HAL 9000 will not be mentioned, any of you fans of Nostalgia Critic. Fuck HAL. With that, I think it's safe to say y'all just lost the motherfucking game.
And 41-21-62.
Oh.
Good night, folks.
Good night, all.